presentation is by Jin Zhang. It's temperature dependency of soil microbial respiration with changes in organic matter quality and clay type.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming. And my name is Jin, I'm from Iowa State University. And today I'm very glad to share you with my new technique of creating artificial soils. I'm going to talk about the background, significance, hypothesis, method, results, and conclusions. And this slide shows the temperature change of the IPCC 2000 projected temperature. And it here's the year and the temperature increase. It shows that in next 100 years, and temperature is going to increase about 1.8 to 3.4 Celsius degree. However, this model does not include any uncertainties in climate carbon cycle feedbacks. However, some studies report that there's a possible positive feedback of soil organic matter decomposition to the global warming. When the temperature increases, it will induce the soil organic matter decomposition. And since the soil, there's a large quantity of soils on Earth, and even a small change of small increase of soil organic matter decomposition will put a great amount of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And since atmosphere CO2 is a greenhouse gas, and we check extra heat from the Earth's emission, and therefore accelerate the temperature increase, and this is called the positive feedback. However, does temperature increase really increase the soil organic matter decomposition? And it is still controversial. And some studies show that decomposition of rate of reaction carbon increase were more than that of labile carbon with increasing temperature. That said, the reaction carbon will have a higher temperature sensitivity, which we call the Q10 value, than the labile carbon. Therefore, the solar carbon will act as a positive feedback to global warming. However, some other studies show that increased temperature alone could not stimulate the decomposition rate of carbon in mineral soils. And most of the debate comes from the complexity of the soil organic matter. Here the slide shows the soil organic matter continuum, which the soil organic matter composed of very small amount of labile carbon, which is easily decomposed, and a great amount of reaction carbon, which is resistant to decomposition. For example, the fresh litter can be very labile when causes a lot of soluble sugar, soluble amino acid, fatty acid, which may decompose in hours or days, and may be intermediate to decompose because, for example, the cellulose may have turnover time of days and weeks. And the lignin is another important structural material of fresh litter. It may have a turnover time of years, on tens of thousands of years. And the partially decomposed organic matter may also be labile when the small compound is released from the complex carbon. It can also be intermediate or reaction when they associate with mineral particles or even isolated into soil aggregates. And which part of the carbon, the labile or reaction carbon, is more sensitive to temperature change is still in debate. And this complexity is even complicated by the different mineral clays. Clay minerals. Here's the two examples of clay minerals. One is kaolinite, and the other is montmorillonite. Kaolinite is a 1-to-1 clay that has very relatively low surface area and low kaolinite change capacity. And montmorillonite is a 2-to-1 clay minerals and has much, much higher surface area and higher cation change capacity. One might think that the mineral, the montmorillonite minerals may have a stronger capacity to associate with the organic matter and therefore make the organic matter less accessible to the microbes. And the natural, since the natural soil is a really complex system, soils collected from different fields, different geographic areas may differ with their characteristics like pH value, texture, and soil content, soil potential, soil water potentials. And our study is a really innovative new method to address this question. And we create artificial soils, therefore we can seek to control the many confounding factors that vary among natural soils like pH, soil moisture, texture, cation change capacity. And therefore we can focus narrowly on what we are really interested in, like chemical quality and clay types. And we have two hypotheses. The first one is the lignin, which has low quality substrate, has a higher Q10, which is temperature sensitivity, than the cellulose, which has higher quality substrate. And second one is that soil containing montmorillonite have a lower temperature sensitivity than the soil containing kaolinite. And to test our hypothesis, we create artificial soils using those compounds, the sand, kaolinite, montmorillonite, and by varying the proportion of these three parts, we can create soils with different texture we desire. And humic acid is really stable organic matter and can hold a nutrient in their sites. And yeast extract and starch are used to stimulate microbes in the pre-incubation stage. And the yeast extract can is a good source for organic nitrogen and the phosphorus. And lignin and cellulose are organic matters we are really interested in. And fertilizers provide some inorganic nutrient and base metals. And soil microorganisms are from the mixture of forest soil, farm soil, and peripheral soil, and wetland soils. And the kaolinite and montmorillonite are two clay minerals we're interested in. And the lignin and cellulose are two organic matter variables. And here's a picture shows the example of our artificial soils. And it has a after we rotate the mixture for several days, it turns out the structure is really good, and there's some aggregates, and the water can flow through this artificial soil. It's really good. And here's the slides show the artificial soil characteristics and in the chemical quality experiment. And here we vary the cellulose and the lignin content, and the total content will be 4.2% of the total materials. And the pH is really neutral, just slightly above 7 on this treatment. And the water potential is negative 0.03 megapascal, which is the field capacity, which is reported as the optimum water potential for microbes. And organic matter content will be 5%, and clay content will be 30% of total material, and sand content is 63%. And the blank don't have organic matter there. And the soil texture is sandy clay loam. And after we create the artificial soils, we conduct a traditional laboratory incubation. We have four treatments per experiment. The first experiment, we vary the proportion of cellulose and the lignin, and therefore we can test how temperature change can affect on the decomposition of organic matter. And second experiment, we vary the kaolinite and montmorillonite. Therefore, we can test the temperature effect on the organic matter decomposition in terms of the clay types. And then we, after pre-incubation of 11 days, we put our treatments into four temperatures, which is 4, 24, 14, 24, and 34 degrees. And during the incubation period, we measure the CO2 regularly, and it is about 3 to 4 days at the beginning, and then about 1 week to 10 days at the end of incubation experiment. Here's an example of our results, and it's also for chemical quality experiment. Here's the incubation days, and here's the cumulative CO2 in milligrams per 10 grams of artificial soils. Here are four different temperatures. We can see all of this treatments has very slow CO2 production rate at the beginning, and becomes higher in the middle of the incubation and then level off at the late stage. And in here, what I'm interested in is the temperature sensitivity. So I calculated the Q10 value of in each temperatures in each treatment. And here is the temperature, and here is the Q10 value, and CO2 accumulation in day 30. Here is the four treatments, the lignin cellulose proportion and wetland soil, and this is and total organic matter is 4.2%, and here is the highest cellulose, which is 4.2%, and 2.8% of cellulose, and 1.4% of cellulose, and here is no cellulose, and this is a real wetland soil, and here we can see that the Q10 volume at a low temperature is always higher and then decrease at high temperature. There's two reasons. One reason is that microbes may deplete their organic matter at high temperature in 30 days. And the other reason is that many studies also show that Q10 volume is always higher at lower temperature. And so we can focus on the low temperature. And when you look at that, so you can easily see that higher Q10 volume occurs when there's higher content of cellulose, and lower Q10 volume occurs with lower cellulose but higher lignin content. And here's the experiment of clay type. The same thing, temperature, Q10 volume, and here's the kaolinite and montmorillonite content. This one has lowest, highest kaolinite, highest montmorillonite content. These two are a mixture of kaolinite and montmorillonite. And we can see that the soil, the artificial soil with on the montmorillonite is highest to Q10 volume, at least at low temperature. And this is a reason now because the montmorillonite has higher surface area and it tends to absorb the organic matter. And conclusions, in first hypothesis, we hypothesize that the lignin has higher Q10 than cellulose, but the result is just opposite, that we found that cellulose has higher Q10 than lignin, at least at low temperature. And the second is is consistent with our hypothesis. The montmorillonite alone had the lowest Q10, and mixture of clay had higher Q10 value. And summaries, we developed artificial soils, and the results of our studies are consistent with our natural soils. And the advantage of this technique is that we have control over some soil characteristics, and therefore we can focus on the factors we are really interested in. And it is the innovative tool which is used for to provide insight on further soil carbon dynamics. And that's it. And I'm open for questions. Yeah. Yeah.
Time for one quick question.
Please. Yeah. Is there?
Can you comment about why your results is contrasting with your first hypothesis?
The results, my first hypothesis is whether lignin has higher content QTN volume than the cellulose. My results shows that at least in the low temperature, the cellulose has even higher temperature sensitivity than the lignin. Is that answer your
really
question?
Quick.
Yeah.
You haven't produced a soil. I mean, that material is not soil, and it's not behaving like a soil.
It's not.
Even mineralization is not behaving like a natural soil. It's behaving like a mixture with a substrate that's decomposing. For 50 days, the rate is still increasing. Soil doesn't behave like that.
Soil has a very long history, and organic matter is produced for maybe in 1,000 years. And our experiment just mix the organic matter and the minerals in very short time. And it is reasonable. It shows some behavior is like the mixture of minerals and organic matter. But the advantage is that we can see the behavior of organic matter in the matrix of minerals, and it at least provides some insight. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.